Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is the Third Pick Podcast, episode 20, man. As usual, your boy Scott in the house, your boy Mariano in the house. You want to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at BarbChairScott. Going to give Mariano the floor for his.
Hey, man, look, man, it's Christmas, almost Christmas time and all that, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's probably a little different this time. But follow me on Twitter at Mariano, two N's, two O's. Might tell your aunt yes, man. It's, you know, tis the season, man. You
tis the season.
Yeah, man. You know, hit me on Instagram at Mariano Bivens. You know what I mean? We out here. Like you said, we back, man. We right back.
We back, man. It's been we took a little week break for the holidays, man. How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh man, listen, dog. My Thanksgiving went exactly as planned. One, I didn't have to drive anywhere. Everybody came to our house. It was a little small gathering, you know what I mean? Just a couple family members over. They came bearing gifts. And by gifts, I mean alcohol. and it was unexpected because I already had winning cops. I'm gonna be all right regardless. You know what I'm saying? But they bought extra. And I was like, oh, for me? Then I go drop a plate off to my father-in-law crib. He let me leave with some beer. I said, oh, this is like early Christmas. You know what I mean? So it was great, man. You know, Thanksgiving was good. How about yours? What you get into?
Mine was cool. I was in your hometown, Michigan, man. The D always shows love. I saw three Coney Islands on one block. Like, if I was there long enough, I definitely would have stopped in there. I left like Wednesday night, left Chicago.
Okay.
It took about 4 hours to get this. We got to Detroit probably like around midnight, some shit. And I didn't really do much. I woke up. I mean, I watched Hawkeye, and then I like fell asleep.
Yeah.
My auntie had me in like a room. That was before the rest of my family came. The rest of my family was coming the next day, but me and my brother had to cover the Bears-Lions game, so we had to get there a little early.
Yeah, yeah.
I was up first thing in the morning, had to go to Ford Field, you know what I'm saying, watch that terrible football game that we all watched.
Hey, man. Yeah. I subjected that shit to myself at home, just like I could have did anything else, and I sat there and watched that game, dog. Like,
yeah, y'all had the option to turn. I was there. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Y'all had the option to turn that bullshit off. Like,
it's Thanksgiving.
It's still football,
right? The background noise, the aesthetic, yeah. You know, just it felt right. You know what I mean?
So, yeah,
you know,
that's part of the holiday, man.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got to give love to Ford Field, all the people that were real
shout
nice.
Out to Ford Field, man.
Shout out to Ford Field. Every field I've been to is better than Soldier Field. the Clippers have the best, not the Clippers, but Staples Center has the best, or the Crypto.com.
Crypto,
arena.
Yeah.
They took away the Staples Center geotag on the location on Twitter, on Instagram is no more. It's not there anymore.
That's so crazy. Yeah, I was about to change it, man.
Yeah, they changed it. And so,
rap
like,
niggas got to come up with some new shit to rhyme now, man.
The Crip Center. Like, you know what I'm saying? The Crip Center.
Oh, man, that's about to. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. You already know. So,
boy. Oh, boy.
You know, but the Lions had a nice Thanksgiving spread for people if they didn't have anywhere to go eat. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to them. It was a cool little experience, man. And then, you know, I only had one plate this year because, you know, I'm about 37 pounds down right now, bro.
So, okay, yeah, my nigga.
You know what I'm saying? 37 pounds down, so I only had one plate. Came back to the shot the next morning. I was back to LA on Saturday, and I started covering the Clippers on Sunday. So okay. I did three games.
My boy been
week.
On the move. Yeah,
yeah. I feel like Stephen A. Smith right now, dog. You know. I met Jerry West this week.
Oh what?
The nigga, it like threw me. I was like, there was a couple things that threw me off this week. One, like, I was so damn close to Steph Curry that I could have, like, you know, like, we was damn near face to face, bro. And like, I've met a lot of celebrities since being out here, but that was like, I've never met, like, that's a Steph fucking Curry, nigga.
Yeah,
like,
Steph, man.
And
yeah.
I was like, holy shit, like, Steph is right in front of me. I watched this whole routine. And then on Monday, when I came in for the, who they play on Monday? They play the Pelicans on Monday. And I'm walking into the press room, you know what I'm saying? Get me ready, give me something to eat. Here I see the fucking logo sitting here.
Fucking logo.
And
bro.
He says hi to me. Though, how you doing? I'm like, nigga, Jerry West, you say hi to me? What the fuck is going on?
And you know what's crazy? I think about like with niggas like that, I think they do that on purpose for that effect. Because it's like, he know who he is.
Yeah.
And it's like, I ain't just gonna make motherfuckers wait Because I don't think he's an asshole. Like, I don't think he's wait cool for people dude. To, yeah, I don't think wait for people to acknowledge me. Like, nigga, I know I am. Let me, he's what's cool up, dude. Man?
What he did was, and like, you know, and Pavy came in and we were all just talking. And I'm like, I tell Pav, like, so we just gonna sit and act like the logo ain't sitting there.
Right.
He's all this nigga here every day. So I was like, oh, okay. So it's like when I came in on Wednesday, you know, Jerry West always gets his ice cream. He goes, by the way, Stapleton has a fucking ice cream machine in their fucking media room. So all you NFL niggas get your game up. They got a fucking ice cream machine. So Jerry West come down, get his ice cream. He sit down at the table with us. And he just start talking. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, niggas sitting here talking basketball with the logo,
that,
bro.
That's what it's about right there for niggas like that. That's been famous for like all
forever, nigga. Forever. Like my mama know who Jerry West is.
Yeah, like he's literally like the logo that, you know what else to be said, but that's really the life when you can still connect with the people.
Yeah,
like you're not so out of touch with the regular people that you can't just come down and, like you said, have some ice cream and talk basketball with just regular niggas. You know what I mean?
Exactly. It's fire. Man. So it's been a cool week, been a cool 2 weeks, man. I had a good holiday, ready for Christmas. Even though I don't know if I'm gonna be in Chicago for Christmas because these fucking flights are telling me, nigga, you're gonna be in LA.
Right.
So we'll see what happens with that, man. But the Bulls, of course, which you guys are all here for the purpose of this podcast.
Ooh, yeah, let's
Chicago Bulls are sitting pretty right now with a 15-8 record. We're recording this on Friday, December 3rd. You'll be hearing this on the 4th. They have a second record in the Eastern Conference, 15-8. They're coming off a big win in the Garden last night. 119-115, big games from the big three. We're really starting to see the big three come together these last two games. DeMarvelous, as Stacey King likes to call him.
They 34 points. They posted a meme with him sitting on the throne and called him King of the Fourth.
King of the Fourth.
That's so fire.
Shout out to Game of Thrones references still 3 years later. after it terribly went off TV.
Right.
He had 34. Vooch had 27, Zach had 26. And one thing I loved about that fourth quarter is we're finally getting to see AK's vision. Like, everybody has been on Vooch's ass, and I have been on the front lines defending my guy. You know, even I think he's being embraced by the Vice Lords right now, but it's all good.
Hey.
It's all good.
Ooh, half, he throwing half, it up.
He throwing it up.
He throwing it
he
up.
He throwing crazy, it up. Crazy, bro. You know what I'm saying? And, of course, United Center is in Vice Lord Central. You know what I'm saying? Madison. Exactly, man. And also, Gibbs actually came to a game, show a little of DeMar. So, you know.
You already know how it is. Yeah, that's the big lord over there. Yeah.
Half of my family is from the West Side. So, there's a lot of Vice Lords on that side of the family. So, I'm definitely well-versed in that situation. But it's been good to see Vooch finally become Vooch again. You know what I'm saying? And we'll get to actually that in a minute. I got that on a rundown. But like I was saying about the New York game, it was like Vooch was hitting the big three. Zach hits the big shot. DeMar. The one thing I love about DeMar, and we've all watched DeMar, but I've had a greater appreciation for DeMar DeRozan watching this dude every day on my team. Because when he was with Toronto, I was like, the nigga can hoop. You know what I'm saying? He was always like a top four shooting guard in the league at worst when he was in Toronto. But, you know, I feel like those playoff failures that they had and those, I feel like, kind of overshadow just how good of a player he is. And what we're seeing right now from DeMar is the experience. And I love Zach. And we'll get to Zach and his go to hell ball in a minute. But I love Zach. But Zach he plays dickhead basketball in the fourth quarter a lot of times. And DeMar is that calming force. You know what I'm saying? DeMar is that calming force, and he got everybody calmed down when the Knicks was on a charge in that second half. And in that fourth quarter, he had 18 points in the fourth quarter. And that's what I love to see from DeMar. And also with him, like, everybody, when we signed him, how does he fit? Not only does he fit, I don't even want to know what his team will be without DeMar.
Without him, 100%.
Begin this fucking season, man. So what's your thoughts on that big win? It's always good to shut New Yorkers up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What's your thoughts on it?
And, you know, so two things right away, right? One is immediately New York Knicks fans, the best that you can do with us is tie it for the season from this point on. So live with that shit. You can't beat us. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel good knowing that because, like, we talked about this before, right? The Knicks are one of those teams that whether you were old enough to remember, like, the rivalry, if you want to call it that, in the 90s, I wouldn't use that word, whatever. But, you know, some people do. But it is kind of a, you know, it's like, it's a grudge match every time we play him. I'll say that. Right. So that's number one. Number two is it was a big win for us because it was another, and we'll get into this a little bit later as well. It was another game where we saw the shit kind of dwindle away And, you know, we kind of lost leverage at a certain point, and it was just like, damn, man, like, what the fuck? So for us to be able to close that game out, you know, actually come away with that win, it's huge. You know, it's huge because the Knicks are still – I think the Knicks are still a good team. Like, let me not – I don't want to shit on them like that. You know,
I mean, they are what I expected them to be. I had them as a play-in team. Like, you know, seed shit when niggas went in the crowd, buying.
Hell, yeah, no. So they're a good team. You know, Tibbs is Tibbs. You know, you New York, you Knicks fans are finding out that.
Hey, man, what did we say? I told my nigga Serge. Shout out
to Al, man, but hey.
Year two Tibbs is a real thing, bro. We are not lying to you niggas on purpose, bro.
Yep. But DeMar DeRozan, again, like in a lot of these wins, I want to say all of these wins, really, he's been like the story for me. So I want to say shout out to DeMar. Not only because of the points, but it's the way that he's doing it. His confidence level is so next level that he's breaking out moves that I know that he's practiced 1,000 times, but the fact that he's doing them when we're down one, or, you know, it's tied, or it's like we need a bucket to kind of stop the momentum. Man. He's making super clutch buckets, and he's using, like, real skill. It's not just he's lucking up and just the ref is bailing him out. It's like, no, he's really gonna hit you with a,
or it's like, oh, that's not gonna last all
season. Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, he's hitting you with behind the back turnaround fadeaway shit that, you know, like, yeah, this looks like he practiced this shit 1,000 times before he even attempted it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm so happy that we beat them, bro. Like, I'm so happy.
Knicks fans, and it's not just Knicks fans, New Yorkers, and this is why I fuck with New York niggas. Biggest homies in New York Knicks.
Shout out my guy Waz.
I see you out here doing interviews with Sarah Kukoc, nigga. I see you out here. You know what I'm saying?
That nigga big time, man.
Yeah, I might see that nigga this weekend. Shout out my nigga Waz. But like, all my New York homies are cool, and those niggas are elite shit talkers. Yep. And I will say that Chicago niggas, we are elite shit talkers. So I don't think you can out shit talk me when I get to my peakness. And so I just love kicking y'all, and I feel like he's a Bulls fan. That's all rite of passage. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a Bears fan. I know the rite of a passage for the Packers is a kick our ass. I know, for at least for the last 20 years.
Because it never matters what state the team is in. I want to beat y'all. I don't care.
It's a rivalry, bro. Yeah. By the way, congratulations on your Michigan.
Oh my God! Listen,
my brother hung up on me when I was laughing at him on Saturday.
Thank you, bro. That's all I wanted. You know what I'm saying? You know that's all I wanted, man.
It's been a long road for y'all.
It's been a long road, and you know my thing is this, dog. I don't want to hear all that. The last time we beat y'all, shit, because the last time we beat y'all was 2021. Let's move on.
Exactly, man. Exactly. But you know, for as a Bulls fan, it's all rite of passage to kick the shit out the Knicks. That's what we all been fucking doing, man. It's just what it is. And then Knicks fans, I understand getting excited over seasons. I get it. The Knicks had a good season last year. But look, Julius Randle, you're not that guy, pal. You're not that guy.
He's
always complaining about these. He wants superstar calls. He's not a superstar. And then
he turns the ball over. Bro. It's not even that he misses shots. Here's the thing. It's not even that he misses shots, because we get mad at Zach for missing shots. Because it's a make or miss league, like everybody say, to use the old cliche or whatever, right? If he makes those same shots, we still kind of hesitant, like, Zach, please don't do that. But I'll take a missed shot over a flat out turn the ball over, give you the ball. Like, Julius Randle does a lot of bonehead turnovers. In the clutch, bro. Not missed shots. Turnovers. Hand the ball off.
Like, and he's a big man. That's what makes it worse. That's what makes it worse. Then he got to the free throw line in his last game, and nigga smoked 3 out of 4 free throws. Those are big free throws.
You remember the first game he smoked 2 in a row to give us a chance to win?
Had Lonzo locking his ass up in the fucking post. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that type of shit, I'm just not trying to hear from y'all, dog. Like, I'm not trying to hear. The Bulls are here. You niggas stink. It's what it is, bro. It is. Y'all enjoy the play-in, bro, because we're not going to be in the play-in.
Hey, enjoy Spike Lee and them goofy-ass glasses, right, man. Y'all ain't fucking with us, man.
Enjoy going toe-to-toe with the Indiana Pacers for your playoff lives.
Yeah, man, it's always in bacon, April. Egg, and cheese, or chopped cheese, whatever. You know,
whatever the fuck. Eating, bing bong!
Yeah.
Bing bong!
Nigga.
You know what I'm saying? But let's talk about something concerning. I feel like, even though things are going good for the Bulls, 15-8, which I think is a better start than me and you.
Absolutely.
You know, I said 48 wins. How many wins did you say?
I said about the same.
for them to hit
the 50.
Yeah, for I think 50 and over might is reasonable right now. For them, I did the math last night. They have 15 wins right now. For them to get to my 48, they only have to go with 33-26 the rest of the year. That's basically 500 ball.
Absolutely.
That, so that looks like, you know, that's health and COVID permitting.
For sure.
That can happen. Yeah. But one thing that's concerning to me, or what Shorty say is upsetting to me and my homegirls, is these niggas consistently giving up big leads.
Man.
I'm tired of this shit. Yeah. I was watching that game, and shout out my homie Serge. He was like, man, we just getting our ass here. I'm like, oh, ho, nigga, this will be a three-point game in the third quarter. I'm telling you right now, I know this team. They do this shit all the fucking time.
Yep.
And what happened? Not only did we gave up the lead.
We gave up the – no, bro, listen. I almost – and here's the thing about being – savvy on Twitter, right? Knowing how it go. I've been around long enough to know that I've tweeted some shit ahead of time when my team was up and lived to regret that shit.
Yes, exactly.
And when I was watching that game, I sat there and the first thing I did when we went up 20 points was I put my phone away. You know why I put my phone away? Because I was and I literally took my phone from like sitting on the arm of the couch to in my pocket. And I said, you know what? I'm gonna leave this alone until it's done because I don't trust them. And it's not going into the game, if you ask me, did I trust them? Yes. But how weird is this? I don't trust them with a big lead, but I trust them in a 0-0.
Yeah, it was crazy. I trust them in a close game.
Yeah,
I trust them in a close game. When we're up, hell no. Like,
still getting a little too happy. And this comes with having a new team. Because they're so good, I think they feel entitled to the win once they get out, you know, far enough. What they have to understand is that you guys are actually a good team now.
Yes.
People are gunning for you, and you have a target on your back for the
stop
first
playing
time
with
since, like, 2011, 2012, I want to say. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's been a long time. So Zach has to understand that, too, because Zach has been around long enough to know that a lot of teams, we get niggas B-list players sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Or, like, they come out and not play as hard. They play down to us. Now we're not the ones that's – we're not below them no more. We are a top team in the league, not just the East, the league. So you got to go out there and play like it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see the Grizzlies – they just smoked OKC by like 73 points, bro. They broke a record.
Bruh,
they didn't take their foot off the gas, bro. I saw that game and I was like, yo, this is beautiful. This is a beautiful
By the way, them niggas should not get a paycheck for that performance.
Nah, hell no.
I don't know what the fuck.
I don't know what you say to somebody after you lose a game like that. And also, I don't know how you ever celebrate another made shot after that. Like the next game, they could come out and beat somebody by, you know, 9 points, whatever. I don't know how you even celebrate after some shit like that. Niggas made history on you. History.
This is the 75th season of the NBA, and this is the first time this ever happened.
Bro, they got down as many as 78 points for the game, and they lost by 73.
I get, like, that, you know, Ja didn't play. I get Shea didn't play. It don't fucking matter. 78?
Bro, I don't. Man, listen. Do that shit against your son. If I played against my son in 2K right now, I couldn't beat him by 80.
Right, exactly. And that's a fucking game.
Like, come on. Like, that shit is great. So, but I say that to say, I like to see things like that because it shows me that, keep your foot on the gas, right? Like, the Bulls, I think the Bulls, don't get it twisted, right? Start playing like an NFL team with a lead. You know how NFL teams, they run the ball, take the air out of the ball.
Yeah.
You can kind of milk some of those possessions down to, like, 9 seconds, 8 seconds. That way you can get to the free throw line because they know that you got to have to get to the rim and the defense is going to have to adjust. And it's little things like that that I do think that after Christmas-ish, I want to say, I think Billy will get a lot better even kind of at that.
And I'm glad you brought Billy up. I want to know what the fuck he be telling them at halftime. Because they come out and, you know, and the zone thing, which we saw in these last two games, doesn't work when Nikola Vucevic is actually playing like Nikola fucking Vucevic.
Nope.
Now, before that, when he was still struggling and he wasn't playing because of COVID, you put that zone on these niggas and they start playing like a fucking AAU team.
Absolutely.
So what I need the Bulls to do, and it's really about defensive effort more than anything, is like they get a big lead, they start turning the ball over. They start doing dumbass things. They start shooting like they're up. Like, go to the fucking cup. Yeah. That's one thing that I will give the Knicks yesterday. They went to the fucking basket.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they I will say that they do play super bully ball at times, and that's their calling card, bro. Like, that shit is it's commendable.
D Rose was fucking killers with that fucking flow. That's one thing. That's D Rose, like, you know, go to shot now. He didn't have that when he was like MVP Rose.
Yeah,
like,
he didn't have it, to. At times, like,
he didn't have to. He was dunking on niggas.
Yeah, he hit the game, went over the Lakers. It was like a little push. shot kind of, you know what I mean? But that wasn't like in his repertoire.
Nah, he'd be flicking that bitch and it just fall right in. Yeah. So it's like when you have big leads, get to the free throw line, get smart shots, play defense, do these things. The Bulls don't do none of that shit. And it's to the point where like it's starting to get concerned. That's the difference between a good team and a contender. You know what I'm saying? Yep. That's the main difference right here. Now, yep. Of course, there's roster issues. I do believe AK and Mark Eversley will address the big man situation. Sure. Like, I guarantee you after All-Star break in March, it's going to be a different looking team. You know what I'm saying? Sure. There's no doubt in my mind about that. And we'll get into Coby White because I'm not too sure he's going to be here after March. But let's talk about Big Vooch, man. Vooch-y Bay LaFleur. Vooch Shiesty.
The Vooch Lord.
Emphasis on the Lord. You know what I'm saying? I just want to say that we did not give up on Vooch. We've been telling y'all on this podcast every week, practice patience. This dude was a three-time All-Star. He's been the number one go-to guy on a team. This is not new to him. I think the biggest thing was it's not like he was playing bad. He was missing shots that he usually catches.
Yeah, that's really it.
Yeah, and then, of course, you had COVID, which takes you out of your rhythm. And I also think he's still in an adjustment period from going to be the number one option in Orlando to be the number three option here. What's some things you've seen from Vooch over these last two games that, to me, looks different from what we saw these first 21-some games?
Right off the rip is his confidence. You know, and again, we talked about this maybe last episode or episode ago. The only thing I kept on stressing was that Vooch is still kind of being a little, like, maybe a little too passive. He's trying to welcome in the new guys and let them get theirs, but he still has to find a way to get here. So we never shit on Vooch like, oh, he's bugging out. It's just that, like, Vooch is not being Vooch right now. We know what he can be. So his confidence is the first thing that jumped off the screen to me, because the same shots that he was missing before, he's making those shots now. Like, these threes, these little shots, like, you know, maybe 15-footers, 20-footers. Like, he's making these shots now, bro. Like, he's really actually, you know, and it's just confidence. If you ever played any sport, especially basketball, and, you know, you're a shooter or just, like, whatever, like, you're a rhythm player, some guys are just like that. You know, if you don't have a rhythm going early, you got to rely on the free throw line to kind of get you going. You got to see the ball go through the net a couple of times. Vooch is just going out there right now, and I think I have to give credit to guys like DeMar, like the rest of the team, for just keep hyping him up and keep feeding him the ball. They never shied away from him. It's like, nah, here, take them shots. We can live with you missing these shots because we know what you're capable of. So it's just confidence for sure, because the talent was always there. The opportunities were always there, but his confidence is like through the roof right now, dog. And it's showing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I feel like he's getting more in the post too. And the playmaking ability was always there, even when the shot wasn't falling. And I think that's the best thing we're seeing from Vooch. And now that he's getting it going, I feel like that's the sky's limit kind of for this team. Because now you have a legitimate big three. Yeah, you know, I think Vooch's slow start might prevent him from getting in the All-Star game. Maybe not. I mean, there's a lot of time left. If he continues to play like the way he's been playing these last two games, he can do that. But I mean, Zach and DeMar are, you know, health permitting, locks.
My homeboy, shout out to my man Joey. He's a diehard Knicks fan. He hit me up this morning. He said, "Yo, dog, how is it fair that you got Zach, DeMar, and Vooch on the same team?" And I'm like, you know what?
It's not.
Pretty good damn question.
It's not. But we suffered through a lot of bad basketball to get here. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've been here, though. I had to watch fucking Wendell Carter Jr. Like, I had to watch.
Nigga, we had to watch Denzel Valentine.
Oh, my God. Don't even start. Don't
say no more, dog.
Like, it's been some dark times, man. But let's talk about Coby. Coby White. He's been back with the team. Coby has had a couple strong games. He's had a couple games, but Coby has this thing where I feel like he's real hit and miss. And of course, now he's got COVID. Hopefully everything is good with that.
Absolutely,
you
know? Yeah. Shout out to Coby, man. Hope he's good.
Yeah, you know, this new era of sports, you know, pandemic sports, you know, COVID tests are like injuries now. You know what I'm saying? You got to put that in your expectations that one or two players are going to get COVID. And this is the Bulls' third case. Vooch was the first one. Then it was Coby, and now it's Javonte Green. Everything's good with Javonte.
Absolutely.
I don't really know where Coby's place is with this team yet. Like, he's one of the guys on this team who gives you a lot offensively. It's not really as good as I. One thing I love about the Bulls bench, plays a lot of good defense. They're scrappy. They give the starters a rest, and they don't allow the other team to go on runs because defensively they're so solid, and they're a small team that makes it even better. Like Derrick Jones Jr. Back to, we got this nigga and a first for Lauri Markkanen.
Bro, that shit was a robbery.
And Arturis, the guy.
Night. I think I texted you that night. Yeah. Or maybe the next day, and was like, "Yo, dog, we got hit, and we got a pick." Like, oh, okay.
Arturis, the guy, man. Like, that's just
shout out to AK, man.
Shout out to AK, man. And we'll get about him. Jigga Kelly, not guilty. The charges been dropped. We'll talk about that in a minute. But I don't know where Kobe's place is yet. Like, I feel like he can be the Lou Will, Jamal Crawford, for all you niggas who actually know basketball. Vinny, right. The Microwave Johnson.
Yeah, shout out to Vinny.
Hey. Shout out to Vinny. He can be in that mold, but at the same time, he does shit was like, this nigga annoys me. Like, sometimes he just don't even try to play basketball. I mean, probably play defense. Turn the fucking ball over sometimes.
And he don't got the hair no more, so you can't blame the hair.
Yeah, you can't blame the hair anymore. And then you see, like, the holes as far as size on this team. And I'm thinking he might be a trade piece come February. What do you think about what we've seen from Kobe? And do you think he's going to be here long term?
I think Kobe has had moments, right? But it's going to take a lot more than just having moments, I think, to stay under, like, AK's umbrella. I do like his game a lot. And when he's on, he's really on. But when he's off, he's kind of checked out, to your point. Like, he's not interested in, you know, trying to play defense at times or whatever. So I'll say this. It's December now, early December. We got a couple months. I think that if Kobe goes through another stretch of games where he's just kind of inconsistent in and out, I think he's gone. But I think that if he can kind of establish himself and start averaging around, like, let's say he was giving us a consistent 13 consistently, and maybe giving us, it don't even have to be a steal, but like, we're watching the game. You know, a lot of times good defense doesn't show up on the stat sheet. It's just you have to watch the game to see it. So if he's actually playing, you know, something that resembles defense, you know, doing those, like you just said, I think that he has a place on this team, but I'm kind of with you a little bit on that. Like, I think that he could be a strong candidate only because I think his value around the league is probably higher now. He's back in the lineup and people are seeing, like, oh shit, he can still be productive. There are a lot of teams out there that can use him no matter if he plays defense or not. They just want the bucket. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I think for us, we're going in a different direction where it's like, we'll take the bucket, but we kind of need, you know, a little bit something else. So I think if I had to give it a percentage, I'd say I'm like 52-48 right now. 52 being he'll be traded. 48 is like he can stay. But I think that's up to him.
Yeah, I agree. I'm 50-50, and you're right. It is up to him. One thing we've seen from AK and Mark Eversley in this new era is they will give you a chance. They gave him a chance. They gave they actually gave Boylan a chance too.
Absolutely.
To run with the team in the second half of that season when the bubble started. I mean, and so they gave him that opportunity. But if you're going to fuck up, they have no problem moving on. So like you said, it's on Kobe. It's on Kobe these next. And, you know, of course, having COVID now don't help. You know, it's going to happen even slower. And that's the unfortunate part about it. They're not going to give him grace. If we're sitting here, in, you know, mid-February and the team got to make a move and he's one of the most valuable assets that you can move, he might fucking go. And so I don't really feel any strong way about it. Like, if trade deadline comes and he's still here, I'm fine. Trade deadline comes, he's not here, I'm fine too. It's just one of those things where
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, like it's not that big of a deal. Yeah. But
I would love to have him here because he's been here, and I think that I'm seeing the progression. So it's like you kind of always have a more of an attachment to players that you drafted versus players that you got in free agency. So I think maybe some of that is at play while we're giving him more the benefit of the doubt. Which is, like, rightfully so, right? Like, he's played good. Like, in the moments that he's had, you know, the spotlight on him, he's been good. Other times he hasn't. It's, you know, it happens. It's whatever. But you know, again, I'm with you on that. If he's here, if I wake up that day and it's like, oh, Kobe White it stays with, cool. He got traded for this per cool.
Like, either you're not gonna see multiple tweets from me on Twitter shit. Like, you know,
and I'm gonna wish him luck wherever he goes, and that'll be that.
Exactly, man. So let's get into something else going on, man. The Bulls, man. The Bulls, Miami Heat. Of course, we know when the free agency started back in August. Both these teams moved pretty quickly. In fact, the Lonzo Ball signed a trade deal was the first deal announced when free agency officially started. Kyle Lowry to the Heat wasn't that far up and far away. And then the NBA was like, we smell some sneaky business here. And me and Mariano have been calling bullshit since day one.
Yeah,
y'all let Bronny the Tamperer get away with murder every fucking time. And it's about time that the Bulls got away with murder, as after 4 months of a too long investigation, the Bulls and the Heat will lose a second round draft pick because of premature discussions with Lonzo Ball and Kyle Lowry. And it says the next available second round pick. So that doesn't mean next year. They said like it could be whenever the fuck the next pick is. Both of these teams are good teams. Both of these teams expect to be in deep playoff runs over the next couple of years. Who gives a fuck about that pick? I don't give a shit. This is telling me that tampering works. If it worked, if it was real tampering, fuck y'all. Fuck Adam Silver for trying to drag our name through the mud. And, you know, AK the guy, man, he had them Serbian shooters outside, bro. He was not going to let this ride.
Like, bro, listen, dog. First, like you said, first and foremost, if you would have told me the night before, like, hey, man, look, if y'all get Lonzo, if y'all get these niggas, it's going to cost you a nigga that's like 14 right now. You know what I'm going to tell you?
Where do I sign?
Nigga, go tamper. Do some more. That's all it's going to cost me is this shit. And I'm going to tell you why it was bullshit. Like you said, we called it from day one. But it's bullshit. They had to take something, right? Yeah. They had to take something. It was like when Denzel was like, I'm leaving here with something. I'm from around the way. Adam Silver from around the way, man. He had to leave with something. Man, he knew he wasn't finna, you know, get smokers like that. Because there ain't no way AK not really having none of that. So relax, first of all. You know, if you even thinking some shit like that. Like, what was you thinking? You know what I'm saying? But they had to leave with something. So it's like, oh, we'll take a, you know, 2026 second round pick. Cool, you can have it. You want three of them, nigga? Like, fuck, take them. Like, like you said, we're going to be competitive, bro. The only teams that really care about picks, piling up picks and stuff like that, are teams that are going to be at the bottom of the league, man. They have to get as much draft capital as they can. We don't give a fuck about that pick, bro. Not a second rounder. Damn near. I'm not going to hold you. Like, if our first round pick going to be number 29, I mean, shit, you probably
can take that motherfucker too, shit. Take all that shit. Yeah,
It's whatever. That news was like, man.
And in 2026, bro, Jokic shiny Chicago Bulls number 15 jersey will already be, you know, in its second year of use. Yeah, you know, like, we're not going to give a fuck about it. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to care, bro. You know what I'm saying? So Adam Silver was my goofy mug of the week on I'm Not Going to Hold You.
Yeah, I peeped that.
You know what I'm saying? So check that out. But yeah, man, it's just one of those things where, you know, shout out to AK. I was actually nervous about, remember when they said like a couple weeks ago that they're close to conclusion. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, these niggas took like 4 months. So I'm either thinking either they got nothing on us or they finna throw the hammer down on these niggas. And then there was rumors that maybe AK was going to get suspended. And they even said the Bulls was preparing for AK to get suspended, which that would have been a fucking disaster. And I'd have been beyond infuriated.
I ain't gonna lie, we might have had to flew out there to see. Right. I ain't gonna hold you,
bro. We
AK dog. We gonna have to have a.
We might have to
at least have a talk.
We had to at least we might have to take that flight to Manhattan.
Some voices gonna get raised. You're maybe furniture don't gotta be moved.
Not yet.
Put hands on him.
Yeah,
but none of that. You know, I'm respectful. He's still a commish. But voice is gonna get raised. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Niggas gonna be outside the office like, damn.
It's definitely gonna be like Dame Dash Def Jam.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Definitely.
Absolutely.
Having Jay-Z meetings and shit. But the other member of the commission, as I like to call him, Mark Eversley, is getting attention. There's been a spot that's opened up in Portland. Portland's general manager got fired today because of an investigation of a toxic workplace. Mm-hmm. I don't really know exactly what happened. I really don't give a shit.
It's a nasty place.
I can have an idea of what toxic workplace shit means with white men. So I got a little idea what that means. But he got fired today. Chris Haynes of Yahoo Sports. Shout out to Chris Haynes. He put out a report, and the Blazers are interested in talking to the New York Knicks general manager, Scott Perry, and our very own general manager, Mark Eversley. Now, main thing that stood out to me is this was if they're going to be offering the same position of general manager, I see no way that Perry or Eversley leave that spot, need their places. Like, that's New York City, this Chicago. Chicago is like, you know, this plan that AK and Evs put together. They're only in like the first part of the plan yet. So, and I can, only way I could see either one of them leaving is if they offer them the president of basketball operations, they overpay, and they also are sure that Dame is going to stay in the fold, which is a huge thing.
That's so many shit. That's like
that's
so
too many ifs, to
go right? Yeah,
too many ifs, and it's a small market team. You know what I'm saying? Like, absolutely. You can get free agents to come to Chicago. I think Chicago is going to be a hotbid for free agents now.
Oh yeah, 100%. You know what I'm saying? Niggas ain't going to Portland,
even though we haven't really seen.
Niggas ain't going to Portland unless they got business there,
and they're going to be out the next morning. You know what I'm saying? Niggas ain't staying more than a day. You know what I'm saying? Like, and even though the Knicks haven't brought a lot of free agents, it's still New York City. It's still the car. Yeah,
like, come on.
You know what I'm saying? This is let's fucking not kid ourselves. Portland, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Like, honestly, let's not kid ourselves into thinking that just because Portland wants something that everybody's supposed to drop what they're doing and the record is supposed to skip, it's fucking Portland. Like,
yeah.
The only reason we care about their team is Damian Lillard. That's literally it. Like, not and anybody else on that team. Like, you know, and shout out to them niggas, man. They work hard. They're professionals. But only reason that we're even talking about Portland is because Damian Lillard. Like, let's be honest. So the fact that Mark Eversley is even getting this attention, it lets me know that we're doing the right thing.
Yeah, and I was about to say that. Yeah.
I feel like AK, even like to echo your sentiments, I think AK and him probably had that talk where he was like, look, bro, if they giving you the, you know, I think Mark probably was like, look, if they're going to offer me the GM, I'm straight. I'm right here. And I think AK, like, look, if they going to give you, you know, the shit that you outlined right there, right? President, give you more money. You better take that shit.
I'm not mad at a black man trying to get their money out here. How many black basketball operation niggas do we know?
It's exactly.
And not just in basketball, in sports.
Period. Yeah, right. I was about to say across the board. So if he leaves the Bulls for a bigger position, bigger,
I'm not mad, you know, at salary, man. Do your thing.
Listen, dog. We'll have a drink at the bar while he about to go over there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I respect that. But again, I don't think he's going anywhere because I don't think Portland is willing to give up that kind of control, not knowing the future of Damian Lillard. So they have to have a lot of things like kind of fall their way. You know what I mean? Unless they're willing to just pay him like a crazy amount of money that he just can't pass up. Like, you can't go back home and be like, yeah, they trying to give me, you know, Dr. Evil type money. I told him nah. Like, nah, fuck that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You know, get your money. But I really don't see it going anywhere. The positive I took from it, like I said, you know, beginning was, we're doing the right thing. If somebody's looking at, you know, our guys, like, yeah, we need that.
Exactly. I definitely agree with that one, man. So we'll see what happens. I don't really think anything's going to change. I think everything is going to be business as fucking usual. Now, this article didn't say that the love was being reciprocated. It just said that this is what these niggas want.
Just said that's what they want.
Yeah. I want Rihanna, nigga. That's not going to happen.
Like, you know, niggas ain't put no report out about that. Like, I want her.
Nigga,
I want Shiv, nigga. Like, come on, cut it
nigga.
Out,
I want, nigga. I want fucking Paige Hurd, nigga. I want all these women. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
I
mean,
I'm
gonna get in trouble, man.
You on Mary time, you know?
I'm chilling.
Yeah, you're chilling.
I mean, when I said her, I was talking about the album, the vinyl. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that don't mean you're gonna get it though. But let's wrap this up. Talking about the upcoming week of games we got now.
Yes, sir.
Are you worried about this little COVID mini outbreak that we have? This is the third case we've got. You know, Zach was sick earlier this week, but it was non-COVID. Shout out to him for playing through both of those games. Are you worried about it?
I hate to say it. I kind of am. And the only reason I kind of am is because I feel like we're going through a period of, like, if some shit can go wrong, it will. And I just don't like having that feeling of, like, uncertainty, which I'm sure they don't either. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's these guys are around each other all the time. They're a team. They're like a real team. They're, you know, close-knit group. So a little bit of me is worried where I'm kind of like, oh, man, I hope DeMar doesn't pop up with the shit. You know, I hope that this guy does, you know. So I'm a little bit worried, but I do trust that our guys are following all of their protocols, like, individually.
And
you know,
the team
stay
is fully
safe. Absolutely right. And the team is fully vaxxed. So it's like, you know, they have a way better chance at not being, like, so, you know, fucked up off of it. You know, I wish all of them the best. I wish all of them health, you know, moving forward. So I'm a little bit nervous about it, but I say on a scale of 1 to 10, it's not even a 5. But there's some worry. There's a little bit because it's happening. I go like a 4, maybe. I'm willing to go as high as a 4. I'm not really super concerned. I just hope that the guys that are going through it can bounce back as quick as like Vooch, you know, especially like when they come back and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. Like, it's not nothing I'm like losing sleep over.
Yeah.
But it's definitely on my radar. It's on my radar because this is case number three now. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Like, right.
And we can't afford Zach to be man, getting listen, this.
You tell DeMar nigga, if I get up and this, they say DeMar got it, man. Listen,
I'm gonna fall down on the fucking floor, nigga. I'm gonna like,
get that nigga some soup, get that nigga some, yeah. You know what I mean? All that, like you saying, pay the full dog. Like, we're gonna get that nigga whatever he need to get right, man.
Vooch was out 2 weeks. He missed like 10 games, you know. So
yeah, that's a fact.
That's a big stretch now. We don't know if Javonte had a positive test or they're still testing. They haven't given it to. They just say he's in COVID protocol and then he'll miss the next game. So hopefully everything is good with him. And hopefully it's a quick turnaround for Kobe because they said that it was a while before they could start tests. I think Vooch was sick. Like, you know, as sick as you can get being vaccinated.
For sure.
Which is why we are pro-vaccine on this show.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Get vaccinated, get your boost. I'm triple vaccinated out here. And I got a fucking flu shot, nigga.
My wife got the boost. I gotta go get my shit. She already got the boost.
I got mine, and my arm felt like the Winter Soldier for like 4 days. But it's worth it, and I'd rather be on a fucking ventilator. But
We ain't on that dumb shit out here. Like,
we ain't on that dumb shit.
You know, telling you, oh, the government tricking you. You better not.
Or be like, 2 weeks. Or say some dumb shit.
Like, oh.
Right, COVID here. You know, niggas get COVID after talking shit about it. Like, oh, COVID real, y'all. Oh, where you been the last 3 years, nigga?
Yeah, like, nigga, duh, nigga. Like, I hate when people say COVID is real. I know it's real, nigga. Like,
I don't think people understand. We heading into junior year of COVID, bro. Like, this is the third year we're heading into.
Absolutely, like, bro, this is like the fucking What would this be? This would be volume two. This would be like volume two, like COVID volume two, like Hove had reasonable doubt,
and volume one and volume two.
Yeah. It's volume two, my nigga. Like, you niggas, don't let the shit get the blueprint, my nigga. Like,
exactly. We don't want it to be that long, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got the Omarion variant out here.
Hey,
you know what
that
made
back O out here.
That made back O. It showed up in California, but I'm glad that I live in a state where you can't do anything without a vaccine. Like, I can't even go to gym without my card. So, it's on my radar, but I'm more worried about Caruso's hamstring strain. Hamstrings can linger. Listen.
If you niggas know any type of, you know, I know you niggas be on WebMD and like Googling shit and, you know, doing the Aaron Rodgers own research and shit. If you know how to transfer hamstrings, let me know because I'll get that nigga my shit, bro.
I don't need mine.
I be chilling. Like, we'll get that nigga both our shit, bro. He can have an extra. I don't need mine. Fuck up the other one. He got a backup. Like, just let niggas know, man. If you know where to send a hamstring or how to, you know what I mean, fuse that or whatever, just please let us know. Reach out to us and let us know.
Please let us know, because that them type of things linger, and on top of all that, like this team, the defense is like nowhere the same when Caruso is not out there. You know what I'm saying? And Caruso is one of those things where you can't tell his impact by looking at the box sheet, you know, box score.
Nope.
You can't like
watch the game.
You gotta watch the game. Like, he'll have like 6.6 assists. He's like, this nigga was the third best player on the court.
Yeah, and even if he doesn't have as many steals. As it like in you watch the game, even against like guys like Steph, he made Steph pick that dribble up. Like, Steph ain't just burning him, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it might not count as a steal on a stat sheet, but when you watch the game, you see his impact, like being like his defense on the ball. You know what I mean? Like most importantly, his defense on the ball, because that shit stops a lot of things from happening. Definitely. You can stop that point guard from setting up. You can stop their whole rhythm. You know what I mean? So I hope Caruso the best, man. That hamstring shit is no joke, bro.
Yeah, we need AC to be healthy. I wouldn't have a problem with them resting him until it's too early in the season.
Yeah,
to be playing on fucking hamstring strains.
We got capable guys. Let him sit, man.
One thing we've seen about this team is we faced a lot of adversity so far, and we've had the schedule from hell. If you want to be real,
listen,
we have had no easy schedule. These niggas have booked like three back to backs already. And this team has still showed up every night, with the exception of that one night where I give them a pass their tire legs when Indiana came in and kicked shit out of them niggas. But
oh man, I don't even think about that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, the only unexcusable loss this year will be Portland and that fucking Houston game. Oh, I was on the way to Detroit, fucking pissed,
man.
Like, off boot to a 1-16 team, bro. But
oh my goodness, man,
it's not supposed to happen.
Yeah, that game was some bullshit, man. And you know, going into the game when I saw Portland's another trash team. But when I went into the I went into the game and I was looking at Houston's record, I was like, we bet not.
Right.
I was, and it's not, you know, it wasn't like I was like sitting here like, yeah, we going to burn. I was just, my first thought was, we better not do it. We
and then Jalen Green gets hurt, and you like, I don't do this.
And
shit.
I'm like, you know what? Okay, I'm glad I don't know any Rockets fans. They right. don't exist, so good
they
for
really
me.
Don't. They really don't, man.
Good for us. We ducked that one.
We're gonna go over this next week of games. We're gonna predict them tonight. Of course, you'll be listening to this on a Saturday. Tonight, the boys are still in New York City. They'll be at Barclays for a rematch against the Brooklyn Nets. Of course, then you think, you know, the Nets are going to want some get back after we kicked their ass a couple weeks ago. That was the only game I seen. It went from like a 5-6 point game to damn, these niggas up 20.
Yeah.
That fucking
real quick.
That fucking quick. And of course, no Javonte Green. Alex Caruso is questionable. What are you expecting for this game?
Man, it's in Brooklyn. Like you said, they're going to want some get back. No Caruso. I'm not expecting like some wild lopsided game. But I'm expecting like kind of like a shootout. And if it comes down to something like that, I don't know if I trust our guy. Not their shooting, but their like decision-making at times. And I'm talking about Zach. Love Zach to death. But, you know, I think it's easy to get Zach kind of in like a pissing contest and like, you know, beat him in that regard. Because it's like he'll keep taking the shots. But like KD is KD. You know what I mean? So like you get into like kind of a back and forth game on that kind of level. Then I don't know. James Harden has been kind of looking a little better recently. You know what I'm saying?
Last couple games.
Last couple games he's been kind of turning it up. So I mean, you know, what better way to kind of prove that he's, you know, I guess like focused in, you know, than beating a good team. And we are a good team. We have to constantly remind ourselves of that Brooklyn is Brooklyn, but we are the Bulls, and you know, we are a good team. So they are gunning for us. So
we're a team of people circle on their schedule, man.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and so with us beating Brooklyn the first time, I feel like their antennas are gonna be up extra. I wanna say I'm leaning on the side of Brooklyn winning. I don't know the spread on that game just yet. I haven't checked it, but I wouldn't expect Brooklyn to just like smoke us. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I could see them winning a close game or, you know, maybe like a 5-6 points, you know, something like that, but hopefully we win this game. I want us to win every game, but I just kind of think Brooklyn is kind of setting it up for Brooklyn to kind of get their get back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think Brooklyn's going to win this one. Like I said, if there's any time to beat Brooklyn, is right now. Like, they haven't been really playing good basketball. You know, Harden has not been Harden. Blake Griffin's out the rotation.
So,
you know, Kyrie Sebby still got his phone on D&D. We don't know what the fuck is going on with
hey,
that.
Hey, man, Kyrie might not come back, though.
You know what? I was really thinking about that shit. Like, you know, me and Dante on Ball Don't Lie, we set an over-under for All-Star Weekend. And I'm starting to think, like, this nigga dead ass might not play this year. He might retire, bro. Like,
yeah,
because the mandates ain't changing, especially with this new variant. They're not changing. So this nigga might not play.
Yeah, I think he's not coming back.
And that's a big issue for Brooklyn. They're not a contender without Kyrie, because that team wasn't built for a duo. The team was built for a trio.
Absolutely.
And so
that's
I
why
they
gave up so much of the other shit.
Exactly.
Like, we got these three.
We got these three niggas. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I do think that there's any time to beat Brooklyn. It's not like I look at this game, oh shit, it's Brooklyn. Like how I would have if it was a healthy team or if they had Kyrie, I would look at it a little differently. But I'm like, we can win this game. I wouldn't be shocked. If we win. It's kind of like that video. Oh, you know, I'm a little concerned. We packed that thing too.
Yeah, word. Yeah.
I packed that thing too, you know, but I do think they're going to get their get back just for the simple fact that, like you said, if Caruso doesn't play, I'm expecting the defense not to be what we need to be, and it's going to be a little shootout. And if it's going to be a shootout, I'm going with the best gun.
That gun is
Kevin Durant.
Easy money sniper, nigga. Right. He's literally this is his name. Like,
yeah, easy money sniper. I'm going and him, his ashy legs and all. You know?
Hey, man, listen.
We need to get this nigga some lotion. You know what I'm saying? But if I had to pick, it would be him, man. But so that's why I'm going to go with that one. But I wouldn't be shocked if we won that one either.
Yeah, same.
Then we get the day off on Sunday. Then we back at the crib for one game against the Denver Nuggets. Sir. We won a Denver a couple weeks ago, first win we had in Denver since 2006. But the Serbian assassin is going to be playing this game. But also, Bulls fans, I will say this, are going to give this man a great ovation. I tell you, it's going to be like a damn home game for this nigga on Monday. Not only
pretty soon it will be.
Right, exactly. Not only does Chicago have, I think, the first and second highest Serbian population in America, niggas know when that contract's coming up.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, Jokic is going to get a nice applause. It's going to be a great game. I think it's going to be a very, very, very close game. I think Jokic is going to go nuts because we ain't got no answer for that nigga.
I do too.
But I think we're going to win that one. I think we're going to win a very, very close game.
Oh, yeah, we're going to win. Again, hashtag do it for AK.
Hashtag dribbling. We did it without Vooch too. I forgot Vooch didn't play last one.
Absolutely. You know, we did it out there with the high altitude and all that shit. So now, you know, you get that good home cooking. I feel like this is going to be one of those games where I feel like it's going to be an annoying win. And when I say annoying, I mean like for
it's going to be a game that's going to piss you off.
It's going to piss you off. But then like we're going to keep that little 7-point cushion. And I think that we'll be on the brink of like losing it a lot throughout the game. But I think that we'll end up just kind of keeping the Nuggets at bay. And we'll end up winning by like maybe like 8 or 9 points. I think it'll be a game like that where you got to really watch that game to figure out like what, you know, what actually happened. It's not going to, looking at the final score, it's not going to tell the story. You can't just look at the score and say, oh, you know, whatever. So I got us winning that game as well.
It's another game that the NBA fucked up this year and should have had us on national TV.
Man. Hell yeah. Absolutely. Dude.
I know the NBA mad as hell they didn't put us on Christmas and they got the goddamn Celtics. Yeah, the fucking Utah Jazz on them niggas.
Dude, like, we broke the Celtics. We already talked about that.
I know Utah's a good team. But nobody wanna see the niggas on Christmas.
Nobody wanna see Rudy Gobert on fucking Christmas. Like, come on, dog.
Like, I love Luka, but the Mavericks stink. You know what I'm saying? I look at that game and I'm like, oh nigga, I'm gonna be way drunk by the time that game goes. I'm gonna be asleep. You know what I'm saying?
I might forget that shit on and be like, damn, wait a minute, it is a game on. Like right. You know, one of them.
You should have gave me.
Shit, speaking of a team that I don't really care about watching like that. Shit, the Cavs, man.
You know what's funny about the Cavs? That's gonna be a good game.
They've been kind of playing tough.
As we're recording this, they are currently kicking the Wizards' ass by 30.
Yeah, yeah.
On the road. Now of course they who's out for the season? Sexton is out for the season, but he got Darius Garland's nigga, Evan Mobley. This nigga, man, that nigga's the truth.
Something different, bro.
They're a nice defensive team. They got big bodies. I think they can give us some trouble. But like I said, we packed that like thing too.
I think that may be why I don't take them that serious, and maybe that's why they sneak up on a lot of teams as well because they still look trash because of the colors. Yeah. Like I'm dead serious about that. Like that's the thing. Like they still look terrible because you're like, well, look at these niggas. Like it's the Cavs.
It's
easy to just kind of get that in your head and those shitty colors or whatever. But we are at the Cavaliers in that game.
I think we're gonna win this game for I don't think they've played a team like us yet. They don't have Sexton and just you know. We packed that
Zach
thing
going
too.
Zach
and them know what time it is, man. Well, I love what Zach told Stephen A. Smith. Did you hear what he told Stephen A.?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah,
hell
told Stephen A. I know you want us to win today, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah,
this team
happen.
Knows what kind of team they are
now. Like we know what's up. And the thing is, we know what we're capable of, right? Yeah. Like, and you saw Zach look back at Stephen A. in the crowd and shit. Stephen A. was looking so sick, he didn't even look at him. Like, you know Zach talking to you. Like, stop playing. I got us winning that game as well. Again, I don't ever want to call these games like blowouts because like I don't want to disrespect these other teams. Like you said, the Cavs have been playing not kind of tough. They've been playing tough, winning right now. I got us winning that. I got us winning that.
And game. All due respect to the team they're blowing out right now, but I don't buy the Wizards. Like, I just
me either. I really don't know when people are like, oh, the Wizards are a surprise team.
Nah, these are one of the teams that come March, April, they're gonna be in the play-in conversation.
You're like, gonna forget about them. Yeah, they're gonna go back to being the Wizards. Like, come on, let's
Kyle Kuzma, my nigga. Here? Get out of my face.
and
the last game of the next week, the rematch in Miami next Saturday. One player we know won't be playing will be Bam Adebayo. He's gonna be out for 6 to 12 weeks, so he won't be playing. We never know with Jimmy. As much as I love Jimbo, Jimbo is game time decision every fucking game this nigga play. So we don't know who the fuck is gonna play in that game. That would be the fuck you Adam Silver game. Mm-hmm. But I think we're gonna win that one.
Yep.
I think we're gonna win that one. The last game was very close, real touchy type of game. Nice. That team plays a Pat Riley type of brand of defense.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now I really like how they play. And I think Tyler Hero didn't play last game, so we expecting that we can't be leading these niggas open for three. But anybody know Miami's not really a home court advantage. You know what I'm saying? I think we'll go out there and we'll take the win.
Yeah, like you said, if we are like leaving niggas open for three, like how we did against the Knicks when Evan Fournier was hitting shit, Kimba was hitting shit, then like we're fucking doomed to lose by like 12 points. But I think that as long as we can keep everything in front of us and you know just play like our brand of basketball, I think we should be able to win this game pretty easily. And when I say easily, I don't mean like a wide margin. I just mean like it shouldn't be a tough game down the stretch for us to like execute it. You know what I'm saying? Like as long as we play our type of basketball. That first game, like you said, could have went either way. It was whatever. But yeah, give me us in this game for sure. I think there's a lot of there's a couple of these like winnable games over the next couple.
Next couple weeks.
Next couple weeks for sure. So over these next four. 3-1 is 3-1 very, record. Very feasible.
Yeah. I can live with two and two. Ooh. Yeah, I can live with 2-2.
Yeah, because it'd be the Bulls thing to do to beat the Nets and lose to the Cavs.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
100%.
Some shit like that. Like, you can 100% see that. Like, they come out there and do that. So, if we take care of business like we know how, I'm gonna go 3-1 here over these next four that we just named.
I agree with that. And also, like, one thing I'll be watching over this next month, finishing, keeping big leads.
Yes.
Keeping the defensive pressure for 48 minutes. Not taking fucking breaks. That's going to be one thing. We're past the first quarter mark now. So
yeah.
We can stop saying it's early. No, you're starting to know what type of fucking team you got.
It's time to play now.
It's time to play now. To me, December 25th is the first – it's like the official start of the NFL.
That's when the season starts.
On Christmas, that's when the season really starts. First 2 months are really just glorified preseason. So now you know what type of team you got.
Yeah, it's a filling out process.
Filling out – the problems that your team has now isn't a thing that you can ignore. These are legit fucking problems. So I want to see – can they learn how to keep leads? That separates us from being just a cool playoff team to being, we get a shot to make a conference final with. So that's going to be things I'm looking forward to over this last month, man. But as usual, it's the Third Pick Podcast, man. It's episode 20. We will have two more episodes before Christmas comes. And, of course, we'll probably take like a week break after that. You know to follow us. Follow me on Twitter at BarbChairScott. On Twitter and Instagram, subscribe. Patreon.com/BarbersChairNetwork. Follow the Barber's Chair Network at Barber's Chair Net. Mariano, let them know where they can follow you and about your other pods you got going on.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, Rap Names, like I said, we moved to Wednesday. We took the last little, 2 weeks off maybe. You know what I mean? It was holiday season. You know, shit get a little hectic, moving around and all that. So, but you can catch us on Wednesdays. You know what I mean? Once again, follow Bomb Network on Twitter, on Instagram. Follow me on Twitter, at Mariano2N2Os. Instagram, Mariano Bivens. Keep tuning into the Third Pick, man. We love the support we've been receiving. All the Bulls fans, you already know what time it is when the game come on. That's what I love about this Bulls community. It's like everybody is like on the same page.
There's no crap shit going on.
Shout out to Bulls Twitter for sure, man. Like there's a lot of great people on Bulls Twitter that just know basketball. Like they're not, they really giving it up. Like they really watching these games and shit. Yeah. It's not just obnoxious motherfuckers running around yelling shit like bing bong and all that.
But I will be yelling that.
No word.
Bing bong
them niggas right out of here and all that. Yeah, man.
We said not bing bong, beep, drive home safely. We will holler at you niggas in about a week and a half, man. We'll preview next week of Bulls basketball, man. As usual, we out.
Yeah.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.